fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
Oh yeah, a little bit of Frankie Sinatra for you there. Why are we doing that? Because William Shatner, remember Star Trek? He's 90 years old. He's going. He really is going to go up in space this time. He really is. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing. I guess they're going to go around the globe a few times, take some pictures. I don't know. It's kind of like, it doesn't seem like, I was watching William Shatner. And by the way, he sounds very much aware and cogent, you know. At 90, he's amazing. He really is amazing. And he was talking with, there were three other people, I guess. There'll be four of them going. Ed?
I think the whole thing only takes about an hour. They're just going to reach into space for about 3 minutes. He'll get to experience space and weightlessness right on the edge there. And then they'll come back to Earth. Barring any inner problems with Klingons or anything like
that. Yeah, I was going to say, well, he's Captain Kirk. And if there were any Klingons out there,
I think for this voyage, they should have renamed it the Enterprise.
Yeah.
You know? But maybe it's bad luck to do that. I don't know.
You know, he probably makes a little money on every one of those Star Trek episodes that gets re-shown. I'm not sure. A lot of those guys were smart enough to buy into it when it was, finished.
Four seasons? Three or four seasons?
That's about it.
Yeah.
Started around 1966, I think, and you're right.
My favorite was the Doomsday Machine episode.
Were you a Trekkie?
But I was very young. But yeah, they've remastered it now. Mm-hmm. Looks unbelievable. It looks unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing with digital what they do?
It looks like you're looking through a window.
You should see some of those movies back in the 30s and 20s when they've cleaned it all up. You know, it really is. You're right. It's unbelievable what they can do. Anyway.
You must have amazed when they came out with talkies, right?
You're a smart ass. good morning again, and thank you for being with us. We'll be talking in a few minutes with Sean Higgins. Now, Sean was going to be with us on Monday, but we got all confused. And anyway, he'll be here today. We're going to talk about the American shipping ports problem, and it is a problem. Look at the lack of product on our shelves right now. Why do you think we have that? So part of it is the whole deal with the blockage at the shipping ports. We're going to talk about that. Why don't the ports operate 24/7? Why don't they operate 24/7? Well, you know why. We talked about it really a few days ago. We're going to bring it up with Sean. And is there now a real panic going on inside the Beltway about Biden, mainly among his own colleagues, his competence, his effectiveness? Did you know, with all the problems on almost every front, where is he? Where is he? He is hardly leaving the house. And that is not, can you imagine with all this going on, how many times you would be seeing Donald Trump on television? And how many times he would be talking with the press? Where's Biden? We're going to get some thoughts on that, along with a few other things, from the proprietor of the Barber Pole himself, Andrew Ceresi, a little bit later in the show. And parent protests at school board meetings just kicked up a notch with the news of a high school bathroom sexual assault. It was a really kind of a horrible thing. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. And then our ultimate top 10. You ever read the Rotten Tomatoes reviews on movies? We're going to give you Rotten Tomatoes top 10 greatest films of all time. Let's see if Ed knows what number one would be. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, for the best haircut in Tampa Bay, I have never found a better place, honestly, than Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's just north of State Road 580 Main Street, on Overcast Drive. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And don't forget, Good Morning Clearwater. They're a great show. They're like, remember when the Beatles came on Ed Sullivan? I think they had a magic act. They're like the magic act that precedes our show. It's just wonderful. You got to listen to them. They're on Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. And actually, I kid them. They have a great show. Paul and Tracy Allen, and they always have a couple of other people. Not always, but quite a bit. And let them start off your day. Good Morning Clearwater. All right. Well, I guess you don't need to know this, but we've got more bad news about prices. Inflation, U.S. consumer prices last month accelerated at their fastest annual pace in 13 years, led by energy costs. Hey, go to the, I don't even know what the cost of a gallon of gas is. I'm afraid to look. You know when you drive down the street and you got the signs at the service station? I'm afraid to look at the price now. It's probably about $3.15 a gallon around here. Ed's nodding his head. For Florida, that's horrible. It's just horrible. Anyway, the consumer index price went up 5.4% from a year ago. 5.4%. That's, can you imagine? And this is bad. Prices increased 0.4% month over month. Let's see. Consumer prices continue to rise. Energy prices climbed 1.3% in September. But you know what? They're up 25% from a year ago. 25%. That's not very good. Well, you know all these things. You know that when you go to the store right now, and I'm worried. Ed, is there a run on any product right now? Are we going back into that nonsense? Or is it just we don't have anything in general in the shelves? Or is there a combination of a run and in general?
I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, fruit and vegetables. I noticed they are kind of sparse because I like mangoes, and I was hard pressed either at Publix or Walmart to find a mango. I wound up having to go to a fruit stand that had horrible, rotten mangoes.
Really?
Oh, God, I got sick from it yesterday.
Oh, God. Usually you get even fresher fruit. But apparently not.
But no, I think it starts with that. And that's something that if sits in a container, goes bad. You can't, eventually when they get to it, no good.
That's right.
Because my mango said it was coming from, not Mexico, but somewhere else. Mexico would have been easier. Could have just given it to the smugglers.
They could have brought it in.
They could have brought it in with the human trafficking and the drugs.
That's a good idea, now that I think about
the retailers.
Well,
that's what we said. We should bring all the containers down to the border, and then there'd be no problem getting them in. Hire the Mexicans to bring them in, you know?
Well, as long as they're going through Mexico, we got all kinds of food products we can pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, away we go. Yeah, that would make a great deal of sense. Well, we've just got bad news. It's a real malaise. That word was used, by the way, when Jimmy Carter was president, malaise. We've got this, like, fog that's dropped over us right now. And everything is just like, we're seeing everything sort of through a grayish fog. And it's kind of a negative and pessimistic, and, you know, we feel bad and all that good, that kind of thing. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of all of that when we do some talking with our buddy Andrew Ceresi a little bit later. But let's take our break now because Sean Higgins, yes, indeed, the real Sean Higgins, will join us from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're going to talk about the U.S. ports. What's going on at the ports? Why can't we get our stuff?
I hate you to love me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love will tumble me down. You leave me
breathless.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Hello out there. Tune in every Saturday at noon on TAN Talk for Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Every Saturday at noon, we will find resources, education, and a shoulder for the caregivers. I know it's tough, but we can work it out together. Look forward to you tuning in on Saturdays at noon, where you'll have tons of information. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Well, we are back on a Wednesday. We thank you so very much for being with us. Well, the head of the former CEO of Home Depot, and he was also at Chrysler, Bob Nardelli, says that the U.S. is now involved in massive cargo delays and shortages within the supply chain. And he said that we need to be aggressive. He suggests we bring the military in to get involved in transporting cargo. That's kind of interesting. We got Sean Higgins joining us. He is a research fellow at the Great Competitive Enterprise Institute. He specializes in labor and employment. And he asked the questions, why don't we open up our ports 24/7? Sean, welcome to Freedom Works. That's a good question. Do you think it's feasible to do that?
Well, there's no. First off, I just want to apologize for having missed you guys.
Oh, not at all. I got to do my little shadow tricks in radio. It's wonderful. Go ahead. No problem at all.
But anyway, getting back to your question, there's no practical reason why they can't. No regulation against operating 24/7. They can do it if they want. They can't because the main contract they have with the main union for the workers there limits them to 3 shifts a week, and the shifts even overlap a bit, and they total 21 hours.
Oh,
so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they can only be open basically I think about 18 hours a day or 18, 20 hours a day, maybe give or take a bit, but not a full 24 hours, which means that at some point they're going to shut down for a few hours. So if you think about how much sense that makes. And this is
not too much.
Completely different from, yeah, this is completely different from the way that all major ports work in the rest of the world. I mean, you know, in Europe, in you know, Asia, other places, they all operate on a 24/7 basis because, you know, it's an international thing. They're sending stuff to the rest of the world. Time zones don't really matter. It's just you know how fast and efficiently you can get stuff out, and we just don't do it because we're prevented from doing it, but because we just some of the people involved just don't want to do it.
So what's going on here, Sean? Is this a double whammy? We've got an issue with the ports, a blockage. Things are backing up. I don't know what's really going on out there, like in the LA and San Diego ports, but our ships like bunched up, waiting to drop their cargo off. And then also,
there's
go ahead.
There's literally a traffic jam just on the water outside the ports of just ships waiting just to go in and have their turn to unload their stuff. And you know, huge ones at times. I mean, it's similar to like being at a toll booth and just having a long line of cars in front of you and just waiting for the one guy to go there.
Right.
Nobody in particular is like preventing it from going any faster than it ordinarily would. There's just a lot of them there, and the toll taker is working slower than they have, and there's only so many tolls, so that's the reason why it's backed up.
What?
A similar situation.
Is it and why are they stacked up? Is it because there are no trucks to put the product in to drive away? I mean, is that the issue? Is it the truck driver shortage? And also, why do you think there's a truck driver shortage?
It's a bunch of things. It's the fact that the ports don't work 24/7, so they only can, you know, offload and unload stuff, you know, part of the day. Then there's the issue that a lot of the containers get stacked up on the ports and don't get moved away. There's the fact that a lot of the truckers don't operate on a 24/7 basis either, because they're prevented from driving more than 11 hours in a 14-hour period. But that is a federal rule. They can't do that. And that's not a labor thing. In fact, most truckers are actually independent operators, but the federal rules prevent them from driving that much longer, which I guess is a safety thing. And most of them, just if you can only drive 11 hours a day, most of them, not unreasonably, want to work during daylight hours and get it done early enough so that they can just get home and get some sleep on a regular basis. So that's why they operate that way. So late in the day, it becomes harder to find truckers to get stuff out. Then, as a consequence of that, you have more of the containers stacking up at the ports. You have longer delays of the ships waiting to get the stuff out. There's also a problem where a lot of the ships at sea don't have enough containers because a lot of the containers are stuck at the ports.
But why is that all happening now? Why are we? We didn't have this issue a couple of years ago.
COVID slowed everything down. It made the whole process of going through this a lot more torturous and slowly, because there's a lot more health checks and security checks. And this sort of had a cascade effect. The whole thing was just sort of operating on a string before, and
it's so fragile that
additional nudge kind of caused it to fall apart.
Okay, now I see what you're talking about. Well, the nudge occurred, and all of a sudden it's been a domino effect. We're talking with Sean Higgins. Yeah. He is a research fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He can look into some of these things. He specializes in labor and employment. Sean, we can't seem to hire enough truck drivers. Why?
Some of the places that hire them say they simply can't find the people to do it. Other people who would do it independently aren't doing it because buying a truck is very expensive. And trucks are now much more expensive because we have a backup at the ports, and the raw materials can't get to the manufacturers to make more trucks. You see how these things sort of feed on themselves.
My God. Yeah. So when you say that there's just, you know, any kind of a nudge, you're right. It's like we got the nudge.
Yeah, and the whole thing was the whole thing was amazingly fragile before, and this just sort of exposes, you know, how fragile it was and just how much it was just sort of getting by on duct tape and glue prior to the COVID outbreak.
Now, what can... if anything, what can the Biden administration, what can Washington do to alleviate this?
They could relax the regulations on how much truckers could drive. I mean, it used to be one of the cliches that these guys would like drive 36-hour periods or something like that. I mean, there's a whole genre of country western songs about driving all night long across the country and that type of stuff. Now, obviously, we don't want more accidents on the road, but... there has to be some sort of way to rejigger the rules or to rethink it to allow people to drive longer shifts and to get more done that way, or to work longer periods so that we can have more truck drivers on the road and it's easier to do it. We can also just try I guess that's the main thing. I mean, the problem is the labor contract that exists between the ports and the union is one of the other main stoppage issues there.
Mm-hmm.
And we need... as long as that's there, that's going to be a problem. Pulling back some of the COVID requirements would probably help also at the ports, because that would take away one of the things that slows everything down. I mean, in addition to all the other problems, I mean, you have more workers staying home as a consequence of that, and they can simply point to the CDC and say, well, they say I shouldn't come in, and the union backs them up on that, and so there are less workers there. Get rid of that, and then we would have things would probably run smoother. But the whole thing just needs to be sort of... rethought. There is an effort to get the ports running towards 24/7 operation, but there's so many different people involved that getting everyone together in the same room and hammering out a deal.
Yeah, right. Okay, now this whole thing is called supply chain, which is right. The product from the moment it's created to the moment it arrives in your house. You go through a supply chain of different transport to get it to you. And it's obviously screwed up at this point. I still can't understand why we cannot hire more truckers they are they're raising the rate the salaries. I mean, if you were working full time as a trucker these days, I would suspect that you're getting a decent amount of money. But then we got the Biden administration saying back a few months ago that they knew that there was going to be a supply chain issue. They were talking about it a couple of months ago, as you know, but probably better than I. And yet, what have they done?
Well, I mean, the issue, one of the issues is, like, trying to undo this stuff is, or address these supply chain issues requires doing things that they don't want to do in other contexts. It requires, you know, forcing the union to renegotiate its contract. They're very pro-union. They don't want to do that.
Right.
It requires rolling back some of the COVID requirements. They're actually getting more gung-ho on that, so they can't do that. It requires getting some of the federal agencies that oversee the ports to sort of claw back on some of their regulations. And they don't want to do that.
What do you think about the military? We read a story just before you came on the air, former CEO of Home Depot, talking about why don't we get the military involved or the National Guard involved, maybe to get into the trucks or whatever it takes. What do you think about that?
I assume they mean get them to transport goods and not get them to take over ports.
I didn't mean take over ports.
What I meant was
the transport of the product, maybe the truck, helping alleviate some of the trucking crisis.
You know, I'm always skeptical and wary of bringing the military into situations like this. There's always sort of complications, and particularly in a sort of business for profit context, you want to be careful about what you do. One thing that's also happening at the same time is a lot of these sort of larger retailers are saying, screw the supply chain, we'll do this stuff ourselves, and they're hiring more of their own truckers and transport ships and just doing the stuff directly, because a lot of this stuff works through contractors and intermediaries, and that's easy enough to do in good times, when you can just sort of look around for the best deal. But now that things are so tight and so constrained, they're like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Just sort of manage the whole thing ourselves. And some of these companies like Walmart are very skilled at logistics, so that might actually be the best thing, is just let the sort of bigger companies...
Let the free market figure it out,
yep.
Right?
Well, yeah.
And that would entail Biden getting in front of everybody and saying, you know what, we're going to step out of the way right now. We have a real crisis in delivery of product. We're going to unregulate. We're going to allow the free market. We're going to allow these companies to work out, some things directly with the ports and truckers and everybody else, and see where we go. That would probably be, I would think, the best way to go about it. But we will never see that scenario, correct?
It's very rare for a president to say, the best thing I can do is just get out of the way. Reagan said stuff like that on occasion, yeah. But very few other presidents that I can think of did that.
Especially Biden. I just don't see Biden getting out of the way. They wouldn't allow that, But so are we going to have an answer to this? Let me ask you this, Sean. When is this going to end? When are we going to have full stock again? Is it going to be like in three more years? Are we going to have to wait for the last person to get COVID? I mean, what do you think?
Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait till part of it is we're going to have to wait till the outbreak to sort of finally goes away. But we also do sort of can hope for the free market to sort of sort through it and work the stuff out itself, like the stuff I mentioned about the larger companies just sort of going into more logistics work of their own. I mean, the free market will solve things. Unfortunately, the invisible hand of commerce sometimes works a bit slowly, so exactly how quickly it will happen is hard to tell. But that's still probably the best way to do it, too. I mean, a lot of these companies are realizing we can't rely on these supply chains the way we used to. We need to rethink this stuff, and so they'll take that into account looking forward.
Maybe in the long run, we'll actually come up with something that was even better than we had before. Do you think that's a possibility?
We can always hope.
Yeah, okay. Sean, thank you so very much. It's always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to we'll look forward to the next time with you.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Sean Higgins. All right, we got him this time, didn't we? We hooked him for the show. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, another guy we're going to hook, the proprietor of the Barber Pole. We're going to talk about, is there a real panic going on right now inside the Beltway about Joe Biden, his competence, his effectiveness? Where are you, Joe?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tan Talk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports.
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the next segment on a Wednesday of Freedom Works. By the way, we are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tan Talk Radio Network. And thanks to our buddy Big Ed. You can listen to our show if you cannot listen live. You can listen to our show on podcast. Just go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, and look up at the top and click on the word podcast, and away you go, ourfreedomworks.com. Well, poor Kamala Harris. She hired some sort of a PR firm to make her more appreciated and liked and all that good stuff. So she does this YouTube with a bunch of kids. It's a space video. And she's got this wide-eyed look. And then she's telling the kids, we're going to look through this telescope. You're going to be able to see craters on the moon. And all the kids are also excited. And, well, it turns out it's all phony. They hired the kids. They're actually kid actors. They hired the kids. One of them was a 13-year-old. He had gone through an audition process where he had to submit a monologue, and he was interviewed before landing the gig. Did you know that, Ed, that whole thing was phony? That she was doing that thing? And it was all staged.
You know, I saw it.
Can you believe it?
I saw it. Even at that, I was thinking, what the heck is she doing there when they got bigger problems elsewhere?
Or if she was supposed to be at that border meeting.
I didn't know
that
whole thing was staged.
Staged.
And it was very awkward, too.
You know what the name of the production company was? It was very appropriate. Sunken Ship Productions. Yeah. So there you go. Poor old Kamala Harris. It doesn't work, Kamala. You gotta try to be real at some point.
Just when you think she's hit rock bottom, she digs a hole.
Now she's really underwater. Speaking of that, we got all kinds of issues going with Mr. Biden. I mean, we were making jokes. We've continued to make jokes. It's no longer that funny. And we got the proprietor of the barber pole with us. I'm really worried that this guy is not only ineffective, he's incompetent, he's not showing up anywhere. Where was he? Where is he? We got all this. Can you imagine, Andrew, if we had all of these issues going on, how many times we would see Donald Trump in front of the cameras and taking questions from the press?
You know, Paul, first of all, I believe Kamala Harris must have hired the same company that Biden uses to stage his speeches. You know,
yes.
Stage setting they got there. So that's probably the same company there.
I think it's all phony. Everything, the phony windows, the phony picture behind the window, yeah. And he's supposed to be in the Oval Office. Everything's phony.
As far as Biden hiding, I think he's probably sharing a campsite with that guy Landry somewhere.
I was wondering if the two of them are somewhere like that.
You can't find either of them.
I never thought of that. If you find laundry, we'll find Biden. And vice versa. So, I mean, we got all these issues going on with everybody. I mean, even Democrats know that there's something horribly wrong here. And this is kind of scary.
Well, you know, Paul, the people are starting to stand up. I don't know if you noticed, you know, what's going on with Southwest Airlines. I don't know if you noticed that Amtrak joined them and American Airlines joined them.
It's scary. So they're all because of these vaccine shots?
That's right. And, you know, Paul, it's about time Americans start standing up. And this is how we get things done, Paul. You know, it's just like they're doing to poor John Gruden. Look what
John Gruden. Well, you know, I was going to talk with Big Ed about that a little bit later, but go ahead. John Gruden, by the way, for those of you that don't know, won a Super Bowl, I believe it was in 2003 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then he was with the Las Vegas Raiders, and he just quit because of what? Homophobic and racist comments that happened years ago?
I think the main one they said is he called Joe Biden the P word.
Okay. Do you think so?
You know what?
That was less offensive than some of the other things, wasn't it?
Where's Hunter Biden's emails?
Oh my God!
How can they show Gruden's but not Biden's? But you know what, Paul? This is where I keep saying the people need to take a stand. Okay, the Glazers who own the Buccaneers, this is against our standards and this and that. Well, you know what? Gruden was a good coach. He's a respected coach. We all say things here and there. This is where I say the people need to stand up. Nobody fill that stadium and nobody watch the game. That's what needs to be done for John Gruden.
It may occur. You know they took his name off the Ring of Honor?
That's what I'm saying. Now, the people, I don't care how much you like football and how much that's a part of your life, you need to put it down for a while to save this country. And the people that they're destroying for nothing.
You know what we ought to do? We have to have a substitute for the sport. How about a taffy pulling contest?
You know, Paul, there's a lot of substitutes for not watching football.
Yeah, that's true.
I got a list of them. Hey, I was an avid football fan, too, but you know what? My country comes before that little odd-shaped ball.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a lot of people feel that way. I know of some people that will not watch pro football anymore because of what's going on.
And I'm one of them.
Yes, not just you, but other people that I know, and it is true.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would love to see that stadium empty this Sunday if they play at home. Show the Glazers and the Buccaneers organization what we think of what they did to Gruden.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to ask you, how is your beloved wife doing, Nicole? She's been battling.
She's doing good. She's coming by a little bit at a time, Paul. A little bit at a time she's coming by.
Okay. Yeah. Slowly.
Hey, what do you think about the Trump-hating spies that are sending the nuclear information of our submarines to other countries?
Oh, yes, those two, that beloved couple you're talking about?
They're great liberals, you know.
Yes, they were Trump-haters.
That's right.
They were big-time Trump haters.
Quality people these people are, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Very quality, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Everybody, I mean, it's like the old thing. Remember when Bush left the White House and Obama was going through a rough stretch and there were these little jokes, miss me, with pictures of Bush? I think we're going to have the same miss me, except we'll substitute Donald Trump.
Those are already out there. Those are already out there, Paul.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know what? We do miss Donald Trump because this country was a stand-up country when he was president. And look at it now. Crutches can't even hold it up.
Hey, what do you think about these vaccine mandates on these different businesses? And, of course, we've talked about it with the airlines. But it's really impeding commerce now, isn't it? Look at Southwest Airlines and all of these others that are, you know, I would not want to book a flight right now on an airline because I would be afraid that the flight would be canceled.
Again, Paul, the people shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Stay home for a week. It won't hurt, believe me. There's nowhere you got to go that much in a hurry.
Got to ask you this, Andrew, as a retailer. What do we do to get the shelves stocked again? I know there's not an easy answer. But you see all this going on. Do we hire more truck drivers?
What do you do? It's an easy cure, Paul. Number one, the dock workers only work an 8-hour day. They don't work 24/7. Well, you know what? You do what Reagan did to the air traffic controllers. Let's get rid of this stuff. Let's get the people. Hey, these guys make big money.
Well, you can't do it quite as easily with dock workers. They're not federal employees, but go ahead. I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, we find somebody to unload, even the dock workers.
Yeah.
The truck drivers.
In other words, bring in other people.
Bring in other people to take over this place. You know, these unions think they run the country. Unions had their time during the Industrial Revolution with child labor and everything else.
Right.
Today, the unions think they got you hanging upside down by the thumbs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the unions aren't as strong as they used to be. We can get rid of them easy, believe me.
Well, that's an interesting point. I'm just thinking that we've got to figure out a way to get these shelves restocked. National Guard, what do you think? Bringing in military? Like the Home Depot CEO has mentioned, we ought to bring the military in to unclog the ports. I don't know exactly how they would unclog the ports.
Well, what about Costco? From what I understand, Costco hired their own ships, this, that, and everything else.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And Walmart could effectuate with their own trucks, et cetera. Maybe they could figure something out.
You know, Paul, another thing I've been thinking about here. Now, you know the situation in Taiwan with China, right?
Yeah, very dangerous.
Now, Taiwan makes all the chips for our cars now. It's the only place they come from is Taiwan, isn't it?
I think you're about right. I'm not positive. Quote me. I don't know for sure.
You can quote me on that one.
Okay.
But anyway, China takes control of Taiwan. Guess what?
They shut down the chips?
You think we're going to... That's right. And you know what? The United States will be introduced their first Chinese cars. Mark my words.
But we can make chips here.
Well, yeah, we can, but we don't, do we?
We used to.
That's right, but we don't, do we?
But we will if they shut down Taiwan.
We better start now. We don't care about Taiwan. We don't care about nobody. We need to care about the United States of America. We need to produce our own, and we need to boycott all these companies or sports teams that are trying to infringe on our constitutional rights.
Hey, is there any further word on how are things going, by the way, with Ron DeSantis' wife, Governor DeSantis' wife? She's been battling a little malady. Is there any news? Is she doing well?
I guess she's doing okay. The family's doing all right from what I understand. And Casey's a strong woman. She'll beat this.
We ask the proprietor of the Barber Pole because he happens to be friends with the family.
But you know what I can't stand, Paul?
What?
Are these people that are putting on the computer, oh, she deserves to get it.
Of course.
Grandpa. These people are disgusting.
Well, they're losers. That's why they're sitting behind a computer saying that. They're losers.
They're liberal progressives, Paul, and that's how they think. They're all a bunch of useless. I don't want to say the
words. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Not getting in trouble again.
We're in a malaise. And as I was saying earlier in the show, and you may remember, when Jimmy Carter was president, they used that word, malaise. It was like a fog hanging down over the country. And, we are just, everything seems to be going wrong. We're losing our grip around the world. We're losing our grip on our borders. We're losing our grip on the costs of products. We're losing our grip on actually getting the products.
You know what I say about that?
What?
We're losing our grip on God, and this is what happens.
Yeah.
This is a God-fearing country. You lose your grip on God, Satan's got control, and this is what happens.
Well, that I think a lot of people would agree with you on that. We got to get back to personal responsibility, belief in higher values than we are believing in. And you're saying that to some extent, right?
We need to have respect for the human race again, Paul. We have no respect for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it affecting your business right now, Andrew, in terms of most recently with the with all the other issues going on? Your customers are about the same, right?
Yeah. It's not hurting me at all.
Okay.
My business is growing, and I think my business is growing is because of my political views.
Well, maybe more and more people are taking your side.
People come in and they say, we love this place. We like how you think. We love hearing you. You're an American.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think more and more people are starting to become a little bit more that way. You know, maybe the silent majority.
You got to grow a pair and stand up for what you believe.
Yeah.
And all this hatred going on, all this bias going on, all these people losing their careers over something they said. Let me tell you something. Thank God I work for myself, because I say things that they would have hung me upside down and feathered me.
I know. Me too. Yeah, I agree with you. You have to, if you can be your own man, not be afraid. This is what this country was built on, freedom of speech. And when a guy says something, you may not like what he says. You don't have to be around him. You can say something back. You know, this is free speech, supposed to be a free speech country, but you're right.
It's like I tell everybody, Paul, look at the youth in the 40s going over Europe and fighting. How many got killed? The invasion of Normandy. Today you look at an 18-year-old cross-eyed, you hurt my feelings. What am I going to do?
You're right about that.
I tell you, these Middle Eastern people are training their kids to slit their teddy bear's throat at 5 years old and make believe that's an American.
Yeah,
they're going to come here one day, and our kids are going to say, you can't do that. You have to go in time out.
Yeah.
You think they're going to listen? No.
I don't think so.
The parents, you better wake up.
As always, Andrew, you always tell it like it is, and you tell it straight from the heart. Thank you so very much, my friend, and we'll be talking again on Friday.
You got it. Have a good day.
All right. There he goes. Hey, you know, a lot of what he says, you feel it inside of you, you know, when he says it. All right, let's take our final break. When we come back, among other things, we're going to give you Rotten Tomatoes Top 10 Greatest Movies of All Time.
I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Works. And I was watching Fox News last night. They had the father of this daughter, high school girl, that was assaulted in a bathroom in Virginia in a high school. Well, they had used a video of the father engaging in a scuffle with police at a school board meeting. I say they, those that are saying that that parents should not become so vocal at these school board meetings. It turns out this is the father of the girl that was attacked in the bathroom in Loudoun County, Virginia. So, having said all that, more than 60 concerned parents, along with students and residents, spoke at the Loudoun County School Board meeting last night, many demanding that the superintendent resign over the allegations that the school district covered up two sexual assaults. One, this ninth grade daughter assaulted in the bathroom. By the way, the guy, the person that assaulted her, apparently was a boy wearing a skirt. He had been arrested and been charged. The case is still pending in court. But what is going on here with this kind of a thing? Now you can't go to the bathroom without being worried that someone's going to come in and do something like that? And even the sheriff's office confirms that this is what occurred. Now, the school board never brought it up. In fact, what got this guy, this parent of this daughter, so upset was that the school board basically disavowed that it ever occurred. Disavowed that it ever occurred. What are they thinking? I would resign if I was one of the parents and that had happened to my child. I would have dragged that guy away from the dais. I wouldn't allow him to continue the meeting. It's unbelievable what we are seeing. The media, though, portrayed this guy. Before we found out all the detail, they would use the video of this guy, the father, who ended up being pushed down and held down and in scuffling with police. Can you imagine? Is this where we are now with our country? And then they say they want to bring the FBI in to stifle these parents? This is unbelievable. I can't wait for November of next year. Yeah, I cannot wait.
These people.
If these things are still going on,
how would you feel if it was your kid?
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, this guy actually, I'll be honest with you. I would have done a lot more than what this guy did. This guy, I think, was relatively peaceful for what occurred.
By the way, Captain Kirk is officially in space.
Okay.
He's up there right now.
Good. Good.
Within seconds here, they'll take their harness off. They'll float around for about 3 minutes.
Are they going to release Captain Kirk and allow him to stay out in space?
No.
Oh, well, that's good.
Shove him out the door?
Well, it's Captain Kirk. He could figure, in every one of those episodes, he always figured out a way to make everything okay.
You know that when it's all said and done, these wizards with animatronics or whatever they're going to do will somehow incorporate a Klingon battle cruiser in the next couple of days that the Klingons were actually in sight.
Okay, before we get to our top 10, I don't mean to make things depressing, but
no.
Since we last had our show, our beloved Rays are no longer in the playoffs.
Nope.
That was very sad.
And I even told you I thought it was it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So, but on a happier note, we've got the Lightning starting. They played last night, although on a sad note, they didn't win.
Yeah, smacked 6-2.
They got smacked. What do you think about the team, though? Pittsburgh was impressive. I watched the game.
And there's a lot of new faces on the Lightning. It's going to take them a while to gel.
Think they're going to be okay?
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll three-peat, but...
Oh, that's almost...
That's going
to
be...
The last team to do that was the New York Islanders.
Yeah.
By the way, you know about the Islanders because you used to live nearby the stadium, did you not?
I did. I lived East Meadow, which is not far from...
Nassau County Stadium or whatever it was.
Is that Uniondale? I forget.
Uniondale, yeah.
Is that where it is?
Yes, it is. Uniondale, New York. Okay, and finally, the Bucks. When is their next game?
They are in Philadelphia tomorrow night, Thursday
tomorrow
night.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ed. It's time for our top 10, and I want to see if you know what the number one... Now, you know Rotten Tomatoes, right? Rotten Tomatoes is one of these places that one goes to get, I guess, a compilation of reviews.
Right.
And then they come up with a... Whether it's a splatted tomato, which means it wasn't a good movie,
right,
or a nice-looking tomato. So they got the top 10 of all time, all right? So here we go. Top 10 greatest movies, according to Rotten Tomatoes. Number 10, Us. Ever heard of it? 2019.
Oh, that was horrible.
Really? I didn't see it.
It was basically an all-black...
A family of four as their...
What do you call it? Horror movie.
A family of four as their beach vacation turns into a never-ending nightmare.
It's an all-black crew.
Okay.
I mean, all-black.
So you didn't think the movie was very good?
It was just horrible. The plot was just stupid.
Well, how did it become...
Don't know.
Okay.
You know, who knows?
All right, number 9. Knives Out.
I've never seen it.
Rian Johnson created one of the best movies of 2019. Knives Out, just another whodunit? No. Highly entertaining, hilarious twist on the genre. I think I saw it. Daniel Craig, you know, the current James Bond, arrives at a mansion to investigate the death of a famous novelist. Okay. Number 8. Casablanca. I'm not surprised. 1942. The great movie directed by Michael Curtiz. It starred Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. It won all kinds of awards. Number 7. Avengers Endgame. Did you see that one by any
chance? You know, that's one I just never finished. I don't know. I just got bored with it. Tried to watch it a couple of times. Never
really?
Finished. Yeah.
Wasn't that good?
And that's supposed to be the better one with a sad ending, so.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Number 6. Parasite. Did you ever see that? 2019? You know the film?
No.
Parasite, one of the best films. Bong Joon-ho. Must have been a China movie. First foreign language film to win Best Picture. Issues of class discrimination. Okay, number 5. This movie, by many, is considered the greatest movie ever made. Citizen Kane. You've heard of that one, have you not?
Heard of it, yes.
1941, Orson Welles. The cinematography in particular, the photography of this movie. And, well, it's not just that. It was great all the way around. All right, number 4. The Wizard of Oz. The beloved Wizard of Oz, 1939, Judy Garland. We know all about that, right?
Yes.
Great movie. All right. Number 3, Black Panther, 2018. Did you see that one, Ed?
I didn't. No, I did
not. Okay. Chadwick Boseman was the actor,
yes.
Black man. He died, unfortunately, shortly after the movie.
He was also in the movie 42, Jackie Robinson's story.
Okay.
Fantastic movie. Fantastic.
Well, I've heard good things about the Black Panther. It's too bad about Chadwick Boseman. He was on his way to a great career. Number 2. Modern Times. If you've not seen that movie, I really request you'll get a kick out of it, Ed. Charlie Chaplin. It was made in 1936 when you had talkies, but it was all silent. And it's great. Great. He did everything. Directed it, wrote it. He even had the music for it. All right. Here we go. Now, it's been kind of screwy with all these movies. You'll never get it. I know you won't. But just for fun, what would you think is the number one?
It's so far off, I have no idea now.
Okay.
None.
All right. It Happened One Night. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah.
You never saw it, though.
No.
I didn't think so. I saw it on Turner. It's 1934, Clark Gable, best actor, best actress, best director, best movie. They won all four. Oscars.
Just look at it. You're going to put Us, which is number 10, in the same category as that?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're so...
It's ridiculous.
Different. It's not even funny.
I don't know how they come up with this list. I just don't know. And why isn't Gone with the Wind in here?
It's gone.
It's gone with the wind.
Yeah. By the way, Captain Kirk is about to touch down home.
All right. That sounds good. What did the Vulcan guy used to say? Be good and something.
Live long and prosper.
All right, people. Live long and prosper. Remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Captain Kirk goes where no 90-year-old has gone before. William Shatner, who played Captain Kirk on Star Trek, and three other passengers blasted off from